USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's official. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents the agency recovered from his Florida estate, at least until a neutral special master can be appointed. A member of his legal team had signaled late last week that the court action was coming. Federal investigators executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago earlier this month, seeking to recover classified documents that were supposed to stay in Washington when he left office. Trump said he declassified all of the documents, but experts say Trump can't just unilaterally make that proclamation. The nation's top infectious disease expert will leave the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years and the subject of partisan attacks due to guidance he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after 5 decades in public service. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Ford took it on the chin as Wall Street opened after the carmaker lost one of the largest verdicts in the U.S. so far this year.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of 2 people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The largest ever economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge: how to find 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. That project, a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site still must be leveled and the factory built. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The rural town of Las Vegas, New Mexico, is estimated to have just a few weeks of water left. City Manager Leo Mastis says they're working on a long-term plan to rebuild a water supply.
It is disheartening to our families and our children to not know that they may not have water in a month from now.
In the short term, Mastis says they want to decontaminate a lake nearby. Residents were forced to flee months ago from a wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes. 8-year-old Emmett Bailey won the kids' division of the USA Mullet Championships. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Emmett talks about his hairstyle.
I've been sporting it for 2 years, and I wanted cool hockey hair.
His mother says she was not on board at first, but it has grown on her. The Wisconsin boy beat almost 700 kids for the title and $2,500. Businesses in China have started to buy land near United States military bases. The purchases have raised red flags for many as China has threatened the United States with serious consequences following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast tells Fox Business this is a big issue that needs to be addressed.
That is a bigger threat than what was the Cuban Missile Crisis.
The governor of Indiana is currently visiting in Taiwan this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.